Netminder for the Rush, Aaron Bold, joins us now. Aaron, how you doing?
Good. Yourself?
I am. I'm doing well. Big win, of course, for your team getting past Calgary, Aaron. You can't win a championship until you get to the championship. I want to talk about that Calgary series and just, you know, that's the team that's given you more trouble than anyone over the last 2 years. How important was it even just psychologically for your team to finally get rid of the Calgary Roughnecks?
I don't know if it's necessarily psychologically, you know, a disadvantage or whatever, or overthinking. I think basically you overthink playing against Calgary. We get to play them, you know, two more times than anybody in the league. I believe we play them about four times. So it's, I don't know, sometimes I guess we just psych ourselves out. But I think, you know, all the coaching staff and the way where they prepare us is, as long as we stick to our principles, we can, well, we did beat them. So, but as far as, I guess, a goaltender's perspective, if you overthink that, you can definitely come out on the short end of the stick. So.
How hard is this a goaltender, and defend's the wrong word, but one-on-one, Curtis Dixon, Derek Keenan says he's the best player in the game, and you know he can shoot from tight areas and stuff. Do you have to pay more attention to him than other players? And I think we'll get Aaron back. But it is interesting when you look at a guy like Curtis Dixon, who's in that sport, and anybody who watches lacrosse will know, one-on-one on that side, late in the 30-second shot clock. His release point, whether it's a submarine, over the shoulder, he's excellent at that little hesitation move and then cutting underneath, diving across the crease. He's very hard to defend one-on-one. And so likely I'm wondering as a goaltender how your focus maybe changes from him to other guys. Aaron, does it change when it's Dixon having the ball compared to a lot of the other forwards in the league?
Well, Dixon, you know, he's very athletic, but just like any other team, you know, anybody's going to have an athletic player or kind of a go-to guy. So definitely in certain situations where, you know, the game's on the line, they're going to kind of go to their go-to guy. So Toronto, they have a very talented offense. And on the right-hand side, Brett Hickey and Hellier are playing very, very well. And now you have Colin, you know, getting thrown back to the mix. And definitely a good feeder as well as finisher inside and LeBlanc. So they have a very potent offense, but I think just like anything, just preparing yourself accordingly for each and every game is the way to go, and just go out there and just play.
Does Toronto swing the ball more? Are you going to have to go post to post, side to side a lot more in this series than you did, where Calgary usually had the ball a lot more on the one side with Evans and Dixon?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know really what what we're going to try and do defensively as far as gameplay goes, but definitely they can move the ball very, very well, and definitely on offense they have very good feeders. You know, Colin Doyle, especially on the left-hand side, Colin Doyle and Sanderson, very good at feeding the ball to the right-handers, especially Case Spearins later in 30s and in the middle. So I definitely have my work cut out for myself during the games going east to west for sure when they swing the ball.
Aaron, it was a very unique game against Calgary on last Saturday. You guys get down 3-0, then you score 7 straight, then they scored 6 straight, and then there was really, you know, hardly any goals in the second half. You had, I think, shut them down for over 25 minutes. Did what change for you in the defense in the second half?
I think it was basically just regaining our composure. I think, you know, we're a little bit too hyped up, and you know our nerves kind of got the best of us maybe, and we're just kind of over anxious, and we just had to relax. So that's what I personally did. I can't speak for our defense and whatnot and what Jimmy said on the bench, but personally, once we got in the change room, I just started just breathing nice and easy, and basically just came out with a level head and went from there.
Interesting, that Quinlan was kind of the voice to calm guys down, because usually he's the guy that's getting everybody fired up.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, he has a big mouth, Jimmy Quinlan does, for sure. I remember playing against him and chirping and all that jazz. So, yeah, no, he does a very good job, you know, getting the guys going and definitely on the other side of things, keeping them composed and orientated on the goals.
I know goalies never play against goalies, but when Poulin came in, after your offensive guys, Chase Chiliano, you know, he was outstanding in goal. Do you start to get in that game and say, man, I've got to be great because right now we're not scoring? Does your mindset change like that, or do you ever worry about what the other goalie's doing?
I don't really care about the other goalies. The big thing is I have to focus on what I can control, right? Just basically sopping that ball when it comes down to me. So I'll have my set kind of, you know, words or whatever that I use to kind of refocus, and I'll kind of do visual kind of tracking when the offense is down in the opposing end. But when it comes down to, oh, I have to, you know, beat the other goalie because he's playing really well, if you kind of over back to the overthinking and the other stimuli, you know, you kind of overthink things, and that just kind of really really sets you back as far as your gameplay goes, because you're focusing on other things that actually are distractions rather than something that, like the ball, saving the ball. So it's just kind of, I tend to try not to focus on the distractions, but sometimes, you know, it's inevitable that you kind of do for a little bit, and then you kind of just refocus and get back to things.
Aaron Bold, netminder for the Edmonton Rush, joined us. Aaron, how can you, describe maybe just the attitude of your team now heading into this final compared to even heading into the West final this year and even last? Is it different? Is it the same?
I honestly don't really think it's any different. I think, you know, we're a composed team. We know we're talented, but we try not to get ahead of ourselves. And just like Derek Keenan kind of tells us all, is basically not to get ahead of ourselves, because as soon as you do that, that's when the team that you underestimate is going to pretty much, you know, pop in four, and then they're going to have the lead for the rest of the game, and we have to try and claw back. So I think if we come out level-headed and, you know, treat them as a threat because they're a great team, they're here for a reason, I think we'll be on the right path to be successful.
Aaron, last time we had you on, of course, we were discussing your girlfriend, Michelle. How's update us on her situation. How's her health?
She is doing all right. We're waiting on some dates for a scan, and I think that's going to be the biggest kind of relief, or it's going to, you know, set the next kind of steps and what we have to do as far as treatment and go from there. But we're definitely positive, and there's been other, you know, we've been doing a bunch of treatments, and yet again, I have to give a shout out to all the lacrosse community, you know, Bruce Irvin and the Edmonton Rush lacrosse organization for helping out tremendously. And we're very, very grateful for everyone that's contributed to her funds for treatment that aren't necessarily covered by all the liability insurances and stuff like that. So, we're staying positive, and we just have to live one day at a time, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I appreciate the update. I know it's been a tough time, but it's also one that, you know, I've had so many of your teammates talk. Like, we had Ryan Dilks in studio, and he admitted that situation really kind of, you know, forced guys to maybe have conversations that they wouldn't have. And he feels that the team's a lot closer now because, as he joked, he says, well, we have actual real conversations, you know, not just jock conversations.
Yeah, 100%, right? We're basically a big family, you know, in and outside of the change room, and I think you can definitely see that in certain teams that are successful, you know, that cohesive kind of side on and off the floor is huge. And, you know, I love these guys like brothers, and there's a reason why we have that on, you know, the back of our you know, our jerseys or warm-up shirts, is, you know, we really believe in that kind of family, and we just keep on moving forward, and I love these guys.
Jeff Cornwall ever score on you in a breakaway? Man, he picked a pretty good time to score a goal like he did in Calgary in the tiebreaker.
Yeah, that was a huge goal, and I think he has in practice, but I don't think I was trying. But that was definitely a good shot, and he's a great. He's progressed a lot over the years, and he's a great young defender. So, and he has a lot of potential.
Oh, he has a, you know, he might be the fastest guy in your team.
Yeah, I would probably say that. Jeremy Thompson is pretty good, too. He gets those little legs going, and a few other guys. But, I think he's pretty good. He has a very weird kind of sprint on him, but he gets going for sure.
Aaron,
Nick Billich, I think, yeah. is also a fast little guy. I think they had a race one practice, and he almost beat him.
Oh, all right. Toronto's overall team offense – You know, Hellyer this year has, well, the last 2 years he's really come out of nowhere and become an elite scorer. Josh Sanderson, you know, is considered one of the best passers the game's ever seen. You bring in Colin Doyle. The defensive matchups, we saw Mitski and Rubish even switch sides that they're not used to by doing that against Toronto. Do you find that Toronto, you can't focus as much on one or two guys like in Calgary, or does their offense still start with Josh Sanderson, and that's the guy you got to take out of the offense?
Oh, you know, it's hard to say and hard what we're going to try to implement, but I think for the most part, just we're most likely going to have certain matchups on certain guys and definitely, you know, put ball pressure on guys in certain positions on the floor. But regardless, these guys are, you know, some of the best players in the world, and no matter what, they're going to get passes off. It's basically trying to get in their hands and knock down passes or get in shooting lanes to where they don't have, you know, optimal shots, and makes my job a little bit easier. So as far as kind of trying to shut down one guy, it's kind of hard because, you know, they have, for one, they have a good transition. They have good offensive players, and they have a little bit of depth on the offensive side as well. Not giving us any credit, we have, you know, great guys as well. And it's going to be a battle for sure.
Do you have any playoff superstitions that your team is doing?
I think we're, I don't say superstitions, but I think some of the guys are trying to grow beards. I'm trying my hardest to grow a beard, but it doesn't look too good.
Really? Is there like four hairs on there?
No, there's pretty good. I think I can grow a pretty mean near to neck beard and a good mustache, but other than that, I don't know, I'm trying. But I know Brett Mitski has a nice little French mustache going on, and a few other guys. So John Lynch has pretty good duster, so yeah.
Well, you know what, it's hard to pull off a good mustache.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
We'll have to check that out. I'm sure the fans. So we'll maybe vote on who has the best stash later on. Aaron, I know for a lot of the players, you know, Toronto. Well, it's because of how the league's set up. I know you're living in Edmonton, and I think this year there's seven or eight guys. But there's a lot of guys who come from the East, and I'm not sure travel's ever really a big factor in the National Lacrosse League because you only play usually one game, maybe sometimes two a week. But the just the atmosphere in Toronto, why has your team had so much success there lately?
I'm not too sure. I don't know if it's psychologically we kind of give them a run for the money, or, you know, we tend to just play with a lot of energy in Toronto, and I don't know. I think, you know, maybe a bunch of guys, they realize that, you know, maybe they have family there and whatnot, which, you know, are, I guess, you know, distractions to a degree, and they just go out there and kind of leave everything behind and embrace what's in front of them, and we move forward and we just focus on the game. So I don't know. It's I know some arenas or some teams we play better against, but I don't know if it's just that night that we're playing good, or if it's just the type of team that we match up very appropriately against. So yeah, I can't really put my finger on it.
Well, Aaron, best of luck to you and Michelle, and best of luck to you and the Rush heading into the Champions Cup.
Thank you very much for having me.